Even as tens of millions of people will vote in the general election across the country, just about a half a dozen states will likely determine the race between the leading major party candidates, President Biden and former President Trump. 6 months out, a look at the Electoral College map and math. More from our own Gordon Deal.
We're speaking with Jared Ganz, campaign reporter at The Hill. The piece is called "Here Are Biden and Trump's Paths to Victory in the Electoral College." All right, so you piece together some good math here. Kind of the broad takeaways here are what? I mean, is it as simple as go win the battleground states and you're good, or not necessarily?
So it's a bit more complicated than that. So the selection is very likely going to come down to about 6 or 7 battleground states that are going to be where Biden and Trump are going to campaign most often over the next 6 months. And the key is to win the right combination of them. The Electoral College has different states have a different number of votes based on their populations. So some states are more populous than others. Pennsylvania is the battleground state with the most Electoral College votes. I believe it is 19. Nevada only has 6. That said, even a state like Nevada, which is considerably smaller, could be key in what's going to be likely a very close down-to-the-wire race.
Talk about the path first off for President Biden before we get to Donald Trump.
Right. So the most simple path for President Biden would likely be to just hold on to the states that he won 4 years ago. He was able to win the presidency by restoring the Midwestern blue wall that had flipped in 2016. That's Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. He was able to hold on to Nevada, which has gone blue most recently, but has been consistently brought up as a battleground state. And he was able to flip Arizona and Georgia. And if he's able to hold on to this, he would win by roughly the same margin in the Electoral College that he won 4 years ago. That said, it is historically unlikely that that would happen. In all of American history, we have never had back-to-back presidential elections where every state voted the same way. So it's going to likely be at least somewhat different. There are a number of different ways that President Biden could get to 270. There would be a much more narrow way that if he just holds on to the blue wall in the Midwest, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, he would still likely be able to win that way, even if he does not win any of the other states. But it would be really very close with not much room for error.
Wow. We're speaking with Jared Ganz, campaign reporter at The Hill. The story is called "Here Are Biden and Trump's Paths to Victory in the Electoral College." All right, how about for Trump?
So for Trump right now, it seems that if the election were held today, President Trump would be in a good position to win re-election. If you look at different aggregates of polling from The Hill, from 538, from Real Clear, Trump is ahead in basically all of the main battleground states, that is Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, and North Carolina. The only one that is really within 1 point at this moment is Pennsylvania. Otherwise, he seems to be up by a few points in all the other states, and if he were to win in all of them, it would be really a comfortable victory for him.
The potential here, Jared, for noticeable polling changes is what? I want to say maybe there wouldn't be many changes, but given Trump's hush money trial, I don't know that that's the case.
Right. It's hard to say. In 6 months of election politics is a very long time, and a lot can change. And we have actually seen maybe a sign of hope for President Biden, at least in the national polling, that President Biden's numbers have improved at least somewhat there. And we're seeing on a national level, it's really about completely even with what would be the popular vote. And he has also seen some improvement in some of the battleground states. Pennsylvania has been the biggest sign of hope for President Biden, that he has closed the gap that President Trump had in leading him there. But we'll have to see. And really, it's been months now that former President Trump has had the lead in most of these battleground states that will decide the race.
Jared Ganz, campaign reporter at The Hill, talking to Gordon Deal.